It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome, Doc Smo here from Studio 1E in Charlotte, North Carolina. Thanks for joining me today. I developed PEDcast to help parents navigate a myriad of parenting topics ranging from infancy to graduation. In these PEDcasts, I express general observations and opinions that I have developed over a generation of pediatric practice and parenting. I am not providing medical judgments or advice. Let's talk kids with today's topic. I've just come from one of our prenatal meetings. This is when expectant parents have an opportunity to come by the practice and meet the doctors and tour the facility. These meetings are always a lot of fun, lively conversations, and you never know which direction they're going to go. Tonight's meeting, we got into banking cord blood, of all things. Anyway, most pediatric practices do offer something like this, and I think it's really important that you take advantage of it. You get to meet the doctors, you get to tour the facilities, and ask any question you want. What a great opportunity. Remember, this is a really important decision that you're making, and the more information you have, the better choices you're probably going to make. Meet a bunch of pediatricians. Go and ask a lot of questions, and don't be shy. You're going to be trusting your child's health care to these people, so you want to make the best decision that you can. So I thought today we would discuss, from a pediatrician's perspective, what makes a good pediatric practice. So now we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of how you choose a pediatric office. I'm going to talk first about what I call the basics. Now, location is really important. We've surveyed our patients, and very few of them are willing to come more than 10 miles on a regular basis to come to the pediatrician. They got young kids, and they're coming a lot. Many of them are on what I call the once-a-month plan. So it's important that you be able to get to the practice easily and that they provide you with same-day appointments. Ask about that. It's also basic for doctors to be board certified. This means that they've completed a board certified residency and that they also participate in what's called maintenance of certification. This is the new buzz, lifelong learning, doctors going to school for the rest of their lives. We don't really care what your doctor knew in 1990. We care about what they knew about 2010 medicine. So they need to be constantly going to school. The office hours of this practice need to be convenient, and they need to provide weekend and night arrangements. If they don't, you'll likely end up in an emergency room or an urgent care, possibly being seen by somebody who is not comfortable providing health care for young children. I think a good practice should have nurse phone triage service. You should be able to call in and talk to a pediatric nurse to get good, timely advice anytime you want, really. And the practice needs to be associated with what you consider the best hospitals in your community. Without that association, your child is not going to be able to be admitted there. God forbid they get really sick. Beyond the basics, we need to start thinking about more subtle qualities of a pediatric practice. One of the important things is the doctor a happy person? Do they like their job? Do the employees like to work there? Do people laugh? If there's laughter going on and a comfortable environment, eventually your child will become very comfortable with both the staff and the place, the process of going to the pediatrician. I think this is really important for kids to have a positive experience going to the doctor. Another important thing is the experience of this doctor. Now, this is my prejudice, but I think doctors become better at their jobs over time. They should. They're practicing. Doctors who can walk the walk probably can talk the talk, as they say. That means Doctors who have their own children and have at least 10 years of pediatric experience are probably better doctors than those right out of residency. Residency is great for teaching doctors how to take care of pneumonia and meningitis and respiratory failure, but it's really not very good preparation to teach doctors what pediatricians do on a day-to-day basis. So I'd look for a more experienced doctor. You also want to be asking yourself, is this doctor doing this job for the right reasons? Are they doing it because they like kids? And are they doing it because they find medicine interesting? Or are they doing it for money or the status or power that comes along with being called doctor? Now, the acid test for whether a pediatric practice is going to meet your needs is, has it met your friend's needs? Ask your friends. That's really good advice. Not only are they evaluating the doctor, but they also have experience with the front office, the billing office, the nursing staff, the after-hours triage phone system. So if they're happy with all these things, the chances are you are going to be happy with them. Now, God forbid your child ever get really, really sick. But if that happens, you want to make sure that the doctor you've chosen is somebody that you can respect and trust and really lean on. So be thinking about that a little bit as you interview people. And imagine yourself in that situation where your child is really sick. Is this somebody you could work with and lean on? And finally, the kind of doctor I think you want to try to avoid, in my opinion, are those that have a lot of trouble saying, I don't know. And also those that when you get a little forceful as a patient and say, well, what about this doctor? What about that? They get threatened and don't listen. So I want a doctor who's going to listen to me. And I want a doctor who isn't afraid to say, I don't know, but I'm going to find out for you. So those are my thoughts about how to pick a good pediatric practice for you and your child. Hopefully you found that useful and will give you a little more insight when you go and visit practices. And I do encourage you to go visit practices. There's absolutely no substitute for face-to-face interaction with the pediatrician and a tour of their office and meeting their staff. I'm going to post these notes on my website so you can print them off and take them with you if you find them useful. This is Doc Smo, your PEDcast host, wishing you happy hunting for healthcare happiness. I want to thank the following people for help with the production of this PEDcast: David Golden Voice Jaffe for his intro voiceover, Seth Jaffe, the Rocket Man Barrister, for his inspirational guidance, Wendy Smolin, chief of our talented legal staff, Ann Gesner, my extremely knowledgeable editing associate, Sarah the Wizard Smolin for her digital editing and photography, and Robert Beezer, Ben Smolin, and Jerome Moof for producing this beautiful intro and outro music you were listening to. Thanks, guys.